Oscar nominees
to the ones that are downright rotten.
From RottenTomatoes.com, it's Grey Drake.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Two more movies to chat about with Grey this morning. And first one, a clip here from Boo 2.
All right, I won't be alone, Tommy. I'm in the wire here. Just tear the hell up. All right, Ma. Ma.
Okay.
All right. So if you had any idea what was going on in that clip, you are a Madea fan.
Right.
And I did not imagine when I watched Boo, a Madea's Halloween, that it would get a sequel. But Tyler Perry is one of the most interesting, prolific filmmakers in Hollywood, and I love it when he releases a new movie. So here's the upside of the new Madea movie. Scarier than the last one.
Okay.
And this time Madea is at a campground, which means that we may or may not get to see her attempt to set up a tent.
Okay.
Now that is a horror movie.
Okay.
That's the thing about Madea is that she is so funny being inept. Like, watching Madea go through airport security is like one of the best moments of cinema ever.
Yes.
And so if you're a Madea fan, you already know it and you're already excited about this movie. And this one does not have a tomato meter because it also did not screen for critics.
Okay.
Did you do any work this week, Gray?
No screenings today. This week, this month.
No, and thank you for pointing that out.
Okay, one more. A serial killer. Here's a clip from The Snowman.
I know how much you want this, but you can't force the pieces to fit.
Do you actually think he killed them?
I don't know. I don't think either of us do for sure.
At that very beginning there, I actually thought he was talking about building a snowman.
I know how bad you want this.
But it doesn't fit, kids. The head's too small.
You guys, I have to admit, I desperately wish that this movie was about a snowman that was a serial killer.
That would be great.
Oh, instead, it is a movie based on a very popular, very scary mystery novel.
Okay.
And Michael Fassbender was talking to Rebecca Ferguson in that clip, and they're trying to solve this mystery about how snowmen with little sad frowny faces show up when a woman has been reported missing or when her body has been found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's like kind of an interesting idea.
Sure.
And they failed to communicate that on film.
Okay.
I did see this one, Kurt.
Sorry for judging.
Suck it!
and what I will say about it is that it provided me probably as many laughs as Madea would have.
Oh, okay.
It's just that that's not what they were going
right.
for.
Right.
There's so many talented people in this film cannot figure out what happened. It was like nothing makes sense. Characters do weird things. There's like a random concert from a punk band in the middle. I just was constantly like, what? Why did they make this choice?
Okay.
So you're telling us to rent something this weekend, are you?
Baby Driver is on demand. Watch that.
Exactly, you guys. There's a lot more great stuff to pick from. And oh, I'm so sorry. I feel like personally responsible.
Nope. That's why people love you, because you call it like it is, Gray. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Gray Drake, Rotten Tomatoes. She's the senior editor there, and you can hear her on our show Friday mornings. You can always go read the reviews because we link Rotten Tomatoes to the Ken, Colleen, and Kerr page at star1025.com. We're sure you'll work harder next week, Gray. Thank you so much.
You know what I realized is that I can stand outside the theater and sing, "Do you want to build a snowman? I'm dead."
Yes.
Please do that and tell us what happened. Have a great weekend, Gray. Bye.
Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.